Time for the Daily Dose of Ag with Lori Boyer on the award-winning Your Ag Network.
28 North Dakota farmers who lost money when a grain buyer went bankrupt are set to receive a combined payment of more than $778,000. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture says the producers had valid claims for grain they sold to Hanson Mueller Company, a Nebraska-based firm that filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last November. The company was licensed in North Dakota as a roving grain buyer, traveling to farms and grain facilities to purchase grain from producers. State records show North Dakota farmers filed claims totaling about $1.2 million. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that pasture and rangeland conditions continue to decline in the U.S.
We have a number of states where those values are greater than 60%. Very poor to poor pasture conditions, almost all of them, the western half of the country, and includes the Plain States, 60% or greater, very poor to poor in South Dakota, Nebraska, and Oklahoma, as well as the Rocky Mountain states of Colorado and Wyoming and the southwestern state of Arizona.
And as for the latest ratings,
nationally, 52% rated very poor to poor on August 30th, up 2 percentage points from a week ago, and only 18% of the nation's pastures are currently rated good to excellent. That is down 3 points from last week.
Showers and thunderstorms continue across the north today. A disturbance is moving into the Midwest, and it's mainly hot and dry in the south with the exception of eastern Texas. I'm Lori Boyer, your Ag Network.
Work safe, not hard. With the Day Bin Paddle Sweep, it's virtually impossible to get harmed. And talk about performance, the Day Sweep can handle an avalanche of grain as the flexible rubber paddles move the grain gently to the pump, used by large cooperatives and farms alike for safety, value, and quality. With virtually no grain left in the bin, thus no need to enter the bin. See this amazing life-saving invention at daybinsweep.com. That's day with two A's, binsweep.com.